Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, wherever you get them, you heard me. Just checking on a couple of things. I asked a question last night of our listeners on social media, and so far the responses have been, I hate that when you open it up and it opens on the wrong page and you got to scroll down. Why do they do that? Explain it to me.
They want you to see them what's newest, latest, and greatest.
Yeah, you're right. That's and don't forget about the ads either. Let's not forget that part.
Yeah.
Okay, there's Jeff Gerbino, Yellow Brick Comedy, whatever that is. Oh, here I am. I finally found myself. Well, do you guys see this? Judy.
Oh, there we go.
Can you see him at all? Is it too much reflection?
No, we can see him.
There is now a Jude fan club.
Oh,
he's got his own fan club.
As he should.
And Jude's looking at me like, what the hell do you want? I'm taking your picture so you could be famous. Bitch. I can't call him a bitch, though. I guess. Although I could say his mother was a bitch, because she was.
That's true. That's how that works.
Yeah.
Technical term.
Yep.
What do you think of me now? We got it all taken care of. So basically, I asked the question. Just a second. It's got to be. You know what? It's got to be over here then. Last I checked, there were 300 suggestions. We want to do longer interviews in the middle of the show. And so far, there have been several hundred suggestions. A couple of them are run by you guys.
Okay.
I'll do it. I mean, I don't care who I interview. That's not a problem or whatever. Like, Louie Nanny's coming on tomorrow, and I'm going to reach out to Garrison Keillor and people like that. And, you know, Don Shelby, I'm going to see if he wants to be on this week. He's just a wonderful friend and all the rest of it. But you... couple of suggestions. What do you guys think? Well, you two get to vote. Even if it's a tie, we can figure it out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One of the people requested the most by the several hundred, maybe it's a couple of thousand people, I don't know, that posted, but
mm-hmm.
You know who you got to get? Jesse Ventura.
Hey, if you can pull those strings and make it happen, absolutely. We got to get the body
out. Yeah.
You know what's so weird about that is his wife and my wife were very, very good friends. And Jesse and I were good friends, too.
Yeah.
And then when he ran for governor, I had no inkling he would ever win. So I was joking around with him about it, and he's been pissed off at me ever since. And Ked Herbeck actually went to him and said, Jesse, Jesus, why don't you give Tom a call? I'll give him a call when he apologizes. So we'll try to get Jesse. We'll see if Jesse will do it.
Yeah.
He's got nothing to do.
Yeah.
Right?
What is he even up to these days?
I wouldn't be surprised if he's busy doing like just an extravagant, like if I found out he's skydiving, yeah, I wouldn't put it past him. If he's out in the woods chopping down trees, I wouldn't put it past him. Like, I bet you he's more interesting than you think.
Oh, he's a very interesting guy.
For sure.
And I tell you what, he's a hell of a lot more intelligent than people think he is. I think it's because of that voice. He's got the wrestler voice, so they kind of think he's a, you know, like an athlete dimwit.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not. He's a very pretty, well, he's not, I can say he's a very smart guy. I'll go that far.
Okay.
Had a lot of fun with him. One thing about Jesse, and I don't mean to piss him off because I would love to have him on so I could go, Jesse, I probably do owe you an apology for some things, but then back at me, if you know what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah.
I just, do you think he's got a huge personality, and I did not know this, but I guess I do as well, but like maybe overbearing. But two guys like that, I don't know how they could ever get along.
I mean, I'm sure they find a way in their heart of hearts, right?
Right.
That's what I'm trying. I'm trying to do it. So, yeah, I'll reach out and see if Jesse wants to come on the show. He is a hell of a good guest. I will tell you. You're not going to be bored if he comes on. That I can promise you.
I doubt it.
No question.
He's probably still got that wrestler aspect to him where he can really work the room.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. No question about it. But I just, I'd like to see him. There are a number of people. And by the way, thank you to all you people. Like I said, hundreds or thousands of you, whatever the hell it is. It's a big number, I know that. But some great suggestions. There were a couple of suggestions I didn't care much for. There was two or three people suggested I get somebody on, and I responded, yeah, I'm probably not going to have somebody on who sued me and lost.
That would
probably.
That could be awkward. Maybe be the best interview of all time.
Yeah.
Well, I'd started out with, well, you sued me and got your ass kicked. How are you doing?
Well, that's why it would be the greatest interview of all time. <You know?
laughs> That was the whole deal. I have decided, seriously, because I was watching, and I know we got to go here in a second, but I was watching some of that stuff over the weekend, the politics, and this, and that, da 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 da. I don't think I could ever be Democrat or Republican again. I still do not understand this, and I'll leave it alone. I'm not getting political here. I just do not understand the thinking here. Joe Biden mispronounced Laken Riley's name. He called her Lincoln Riley, which mm-hmm. I can get over that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then when he called the guy who killed her illegal, they went after him like there was no tomorrow. He was in this country illegally. He murdered a woman. Yet these psychos on the very far edges of both parties, oh, he's not illegal. He's undocumented. No, he's a murderer. Why don't we go that route? Okay, I won't call him illegal. I'll call him a murderer. Does that work better for you?
Yeah, I think that in that situation, it doesn't matter if he's here legally, illegally, just visiting, murdered somebody, shame on you.
Exactly. How do we get from a point where a beautiful young woman gets massacred and just trying to go for a jog in a park, and they're more worried about the rights of the murderer than the Laken Riley family? What happened? That's why I could never be a Democrat or a Republican again, because they're both. Why are we so extreme now? Is this a precursor to total psychosis?
I certainly could be.
Again, you're mad at him for calling a murderer illegal. Why would you? Who cares? Right?
Right.
I don't know. I've been thinking about that. You can call me illegal. Am I going to be offended? I was born in Long Prairie, Minnesota. You can call me illegal all you want. I don't care. Do you care if somebody calls you a name?
I mean, I guess it depends on the name.
Yeah, it depends on the name.
Yeah, I suppose that's probably true.
Some stuff is a little more over the line, so to speak, than others.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right about that. But I guess I realized, and I got nothing against Democrats, I got nothing against Republicans, but the far left and the far right, you people are insane. Jesus, you're more worried about a murderer's title than the girl who was murdered. How did we get there?
Jeez, I don't know if we have enough time.
Okay. The show's long enough for that today.
I'll take the hint from you on that one. You're right. You're right about that. We'll be right back in a couple of seconds. I tried to work this out, but we've got an undocumented sports reporter. Phil is up next, right after this. Or is he illegal?
Oh, he's. We'll see if he's offended by it after this. How about?
Okay, yeah, we will. Thank you very much. Have you enjoyed Minnesota's non-winter this year? Want to enjoy the warmth wherever you want? Two Minnesotans can help you live that dream. Matt Carlson from Realty One Group Destination Key West grew up in Litchfield, Minnesota, started out helping his friends find homes locally and in Florida, and now can help you. If you've considered living in the warmth of Florida, it is beautiful, and now is the time to reach out to your new friend and my new friend in Realty, Matt Carlson. It's a buyer's market now, and your Minnesotan friend Matt can help you with a new home here or in the Florida Keys. And if you need some guidance with financing, Kristen Eklund from Coast to Coast Mortgage can help. Kristen is Matt's preferred lender, can finance anywhere in Florida, and like Matt is one of us, as she hails from the Sartell-Alexandria area. So, If you're looking at a new home in Minnesota, or maybe that second home, maybe a retirement place in Florida, it's a great idea. Trust your new local friends and contact Matt and Kristen. Visit onekeywest.com, that is onekeywest.com, or call Matt at 612-791-2345, 612-791-2345, and work with local professionals that I'm telling you, you can trust.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all of your continued support. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale. It's going on right now for the best prices ever when you use promo code TOM. And you get free shipping on your entire order, too, by the way. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets, only $29.98. And take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses and mattress toppers. 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb, dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146 and use promo code TOM, and you get free shipping on your entire order. So, call 800-516-5146 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code TOM.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
That was Phil Mackey rocking out on the guitar there, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. All sorts of hidden talents that you guys never knew I had.
Oh, no, I understand the level and the depth of your talent. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
Who won at the University of Minnesota that you're wearing the billboard?
It was a moral victory for our Gophers, finishing ninth in the regular season, the men. Congratulations. And we hosted the women's Big Ten tournament in town here as well.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm rocking my Gophers apparel today.
Gee, who won the women's tournament? I'd like to know.
Well, that was – so I caught the the last 5 minutes of – it was Iowa-Nebraska, and Iowa fans packed Target Center the entire week.
Oh, yeah.
And Caitlin Clark had 4 points at halftime and then just went off in the second half, hit a step-back three at one point in overtime, had the game-winning steal. So, yeah, she's pretty good at basketball, that Caitlin Clark.
Does she have a boyfriend, do you know?
No idea.
The only reason I'm asking is she's going to have to date somebody who's 7 feet tall, isn't she?
Well, how tall? She can't. She's not that tall, right? Six.
No.
I think she's 6'1".
Yeah, 6'1", but still, a woman that good, you're going to have to be 7 feet in order to beat her around the court. She can hit from anywhere.
Yeah, she's she shoots 14 three-pointers per game this season. Just literally crosses half court and just launches a three every possession. It's great to watch.
All-time scorer in college basketball, men and women, right?
Yep. Pete Maravich was the last domino to fall. Now, Pete, in fairness, Pete did it in 3 years.
Yes.
Took Caitlin a fourth year.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of an asterisk there for the Pistol Pete Maravich fans that, wait a second now. Let's dust off Pete and give him a fourth year of eligibility and see what happens.
Yeah, I think Pistol Pete might have been able to hit a few.
Yep.
No could. Question about it.
He could, yep.
No, I do love basketball. I was never very good at it. I was good at getting in the way and fouling people. I was good at that.
Yeah. I played in eighth grade one time on the B team. That was kind of my last year in basketball. And I banked in a three on accident from the wing and did I think it was the Clippers did the three-point
sure.
Darius Miles celebration. Yeah. Coach told me to stop, so I did.
So the last team I played for, by coincidence, was my eighth grade team at St. Anne's as well. And my role is backup to the center because I was 6 feet tall. But he was about 6'3". And all I ever did, and the coach, Coach Ebert, Bernard, get in there and hang on somebody and wear them out. Yeah, that was my whole job.
You got 5 fouls, Bernard. We need you to use all of them.
Use some more. Let's go.
Rapid fire succession. By the way, today is a great, glorious day in Minnesota sports. It is Kirk Cousins' Super Bowl today, Tom. Today is the day where Kirk Cousins gets to agree to another massive, lucrative contract with any team he chooses. 11 a.m. Central Time is when he can start negotiating officially with other teams. And so whether it's the Vikings or the Falcons or somebody else, Kirk Cousins is going to get a lot of money once again. So congratulations to Kirk and his family for potentially being one of the 5 highest paid players in NFL history. Today is his Super Bowl.
Never won anything.
Well, I mean, he won a playoff game once, Tom.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. One playoff game.
Not discredit. Okay.
I just don't see the draw to this guy. I just don't. He doesn't have any muscle whatsoever. Have you ever met him?
I'd be throwing stones in a glass house if I ripped him for that. But I have.
There you go.
This is all the reporting to this point is it's the Falcons or the Vikings, and the Vikings have essentially been holding strong for months and months that this is our offer, whatever the offer is. Kirk wants more guaranteed years. He wants assurances, I think, that the Vikings won't draft his replacement. Can the Vikings hold strong in the next few hours is the biggest question.
I hope they don't bring him back. The guy's never going to win anything. Is he? Yeah.
I tend to agree with you. I think there's a universe where if he makes less money and you can spend resources to build up the team. And that's the thing, like 6 years ago, the Vikings had a great team when they signed him. The Vikings had the best defense in the league.
Yeah, yep.
They had Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen in their prime. They had Dalvin Cook, one of the best running backs. And they had the financial resources to sort of plop Kirk on top of an already really good team.
Right.
And it didn't work. They missed the playoffs the following season. They never made a run. And now that the roster is not as good and they have different holes they have to fill, it doesn't make sense. If he wants to keep playing here, it almost has to be for less money than he would get on the open market. But I don't think that's his agenda today.
Okay, the three of you, if you had your choice of a center, you could get, a quarterback that you could get center. I'm still stuck on basketball. A quarterback, who even if they're not available, if you got, you had a chance, would you try to bring back Tom Brady?
That'd be fun, actually.
That would be a ball.
I would rather have Tom Brady at age 47 from his from his what do they call the hyperbaric chamber that he slept in every night to preserve his body.
Yes. Now, doesn't he live on some island now? It's like he and Oprah and some other billionaire.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds like it could be possible. Just helicopters in.
Never met the guy. Like I said, my only connection to Tom Brady is his mother and my mother were both born in Browerville, Minnesota, a town of 200 people. So I'm probably related to him, but there's no proof of it. We're both Tommy B. That's as close as I can
get. Yeah, exactly. You got the most famous Tommy B's with Minnesota connections. I would say, any quarterback, give me Patrick Mahomes, but realistic options, I want the Vikings to draft somebody. There's like 6 quarterbacks that could be in the first round or second round this year. It's a good quarterback draft. But what happens is we look back on history and we say, oh, man, Christian Ponder was a bust and Tavares Jackson was a bust. All these quarterbacks that they've sort of failed on, right? Right. And we think about the worst possible scenario rather than looking around the league and seeing all these quarterbacks that have worked out, right? The Bills have Josh Allen. The Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes. Jordan Love for the Packers now threw like 33 touchdowns this year. So you can't hit a home run if you don't swing the bat, Tom. That's what the Vikings need to keep in mind here.
Why aren't you my dad? I didn't have a dad. Yeah, why weren't you there when I was a little kid to say, what did you just say to me again? What was it?
I said, you can't hit a home run, Tom, in life or sports unless you swing the bat.
Okay, Dad, I'm going off to 4th grade now. I'll see you this afternoon. That was like fatherly advice. I love that. I love that deal.
I'm here to give fatherly advice to all of the Minnesota sports teams that are curled up in the fetal position, fearing the worst case scenario.
There's a few of them.
Oh, God, what if What if it's Christian Ponder? Who cares? Try again the next year, okay?
I will tell you one thing. One of the classiest guys I ever met in my life was Christian Ponder.
Yeah, for sure.
Just a great guy. Really good guy. Yeah. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. But I like, he goes like this. I go, oh, just a great guy. And Phil goes, yeah.
Classic example of great guy, but.
But. No, yeah. I understand. Can we get it? That, look, if you can't win with Fran Tarkenton, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's the other thing, too, speaking of Fran Tarkenton, people are really quick to say, well, wait a second, Kirk Cousins is the second-best quarterback in franchise history behind Fran Tarkenton, which might be true. I would debate you on that. I might throw in Dante Culpepper. I might even throw in 2009 Brett Favre and some other examples. But
Tommy Graham.
Is that really, like, if you're going to say, oh, he's the second-best quarterback in Vikings history, that's not the greatest list of quarterbacks, right? I mean, it's a lot of, it's not like looking at some of the other franchises that have Bart Starr, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, you know, Packers.
Yeah, well.
The Cowboys have had Staubach and White and Aikman and Romo and all these legends. And the Vikings have, you know, Tommy Kramer. Okay, pretty good. Okay, like Brad Tommy Johnson. Kramer. Like, it's not the most impressive list.
Great guy, though. Another great guy, Brad Johnson.
Yeah.
Always liked him, too. We had, matter of fact, every Viking quarterback I've ever met has been a good guy. Every one of them.
Brad Johnson, by the way, has a huge following on TikTok.
Oh, TikTok? I believe he's a communist?
No, I believe his follower handle is like Big Bad Brad. And he just does like wacky things on TikTok. I think his kids set him up with a TikTok account. Sure, but he's TikTok famous these days.
You know, without even being invited, and then he was invited to everything, he used to show up for every event at the KQ Morning Show.
Really?
If we had, you know, went over to the St. Paul Auditorium, he would show up. Went over here, he would. He was just a really, really nice man.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a ninth or a 12th round pick.
Yeah.
He was drafted in a round that doesn't exist anymore because they've cut it off at 7. And had a nice career, Super Bowl winning quarterback, not with the Vikings, obviously, but Super Bowl winning quarterback.
A little Tampa Bay action that really made. And by the way, they had one of our offensive linemen on that team as well. Let's not forget
Jeff Christie, right?
Jeff Christie was there. And what did he do after he won the Super Bowl the next day? Called Uncle Tommy. See?
I'm like, it is possible.
Calls me just to rub it in. I'm like, thanks, pal.
Man. So he was Jeff Christie a regular on your old morning show?
Once in a while, not a regular, but once in a while. He just, I will tell you, and maybe it was because of the Chuck Foreman of the world, who I adore. What a great man that man is. Yeah. The Vikings in this town, the only sport where people would give you the cold shoulder for me, the hockey players were great, basketball players. Couple of them were very nice. I had a couple that were. Al Jefferson was a neighbor of mine. And so was it Hugh? What was Hugh's last name?
Hugh.
Had a white kid played for the Timberwolves for a year or two. What Hugh. The hell was his last name?
I'm trying to think of a Hugh. Like, we're talking like maybe early 90s?
No.
Early 2000s? About 2005,
somewhere in there, 2006. Oh, man, those
dark.
That's only 18 years ago. I mean, you know.
I'm going to pull up a roster. We're going to go through some names here.
That was kind of a cool house, though, my neighbor's house, because Al Jefferson lived there, and he bought it from, what the hell is his name, the pitcher that went to the New York Mets from the Twins. Oh, what the hell, Spanish guy. What the hell was
Spanish
his name?
Guy
he was
Mets
a huge,
Twins.
great
player. Well, Rick Aguilera was...
wasn't Rick Aguilera.
Was Mets to Twins, wasn't he? And then...
No, this was Twins to Mets.
Oh, Twins to Mets? Viola was Twins to Mets, wasn't he?
No, this guy, yeah, it was another pitcher, though.
Santana.
Damn it. Name starts with a J.
Johan Santana?
What is it?
Is it Johan?
Oh, Johan Santana.
Exactly right. Very good, AJ. Yeah.
By the way, I just pulled up the 2006 Timberwolves roster, and my eyes are bleeding right now. So I...
Well, let's get away from it. Oh, you got to go anyway. You're a busy man.
I'm a busy man here today on Kirk Cousins Super Bowl day here for the fans. And by the way, if you are a Kirk Cousins fan, a Kirk Cousins crusader, and you are sad about him potentially leaving, Purple Daily is a safe space for everyone. We are here as therapists. Okay. If you need some Vikings therapy this week, then we are here for everyone.
We'll get it. Well, you guys are, it's just unbelievable. Oh, by the way, I called your partner last night and you never called me back. The pill.
Oh, he was at the Wild game for...
Don't give a rat's ass. Uncle Tommy calls, get off your ass and go into the men's room.
Light him up tomorrow for this.
Yes, I'll light him up tomorrow. All right, Pally, we will talk to you on Friday.
All right, boys. See ya.
Thanks a lot. Phil Mackey, ladies and gentlemen, Score North. Judd will be with us tomorrow, of course. We'll take a break, be right back. We got Chris Eggert coming up next. March means it's springtime, and that means spring cleaning, and your carpets and air ducts are the first item in my list. Your carpet and ducts are your biggest air filters in your home, and you could be breathing in nasty dust, dander, and black bacteria. Zura's platinum-related, it's kind of a rated cleaning system, and environmentally friendly ZR Water to the rescue with three limited-time offers. Three rooms of carpet clean, starting at just $129, a $40 savings, $75 off air duct cleaning, and 20% off all upholstery cleaning. Zura-Res has over 17,000 reviews with an average 4.9-star rating, so their Gotta Love It guarantee ensures your spring cleaning will leave your home looking and smelling how it should. Call 952-ZEROREZ or visit ZuraResMinnesota.com to schedule your spring cleaning today. Oh, that's right, it says that. Spring cleaning today, offer today, and be sure to ask for Tom Bernard. ZuraRes, spell it forward or backward, it spells the same. Schedule your appointment today and beat the spring cleaning rush.
Recently, Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC was contacted by a company that does on-site sales. Jim was confused.
Wait, they don't know anything about us. Our staff, our reputation, most importantly, our customers.
Hey, pal, no problem. We do them all over the country. You know, get the manager off the roof sale, inflatable gorilla sale, and our favorite, the 13-hour sale with a giant clock that goes to 13. Urgency, baby. We bring our crew because, well, your people are, let's just say, a little laid back.
And the pricing?
Nothing special, sport.
But Jim thought, we price competitively every day. Our prices are special. We definitely don't need these guys. But sale does convey some urgency. So we made a bold decision for his fine dealerships.
Announcing the Valley Buick GMC 365-day sale. And we can even extend it a couple years or so.
I got the air dancer guy, scratch-offs, plastic keys, bubble machine.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley or Hastings or valleycardealers.com. Hurry.
In addition to having the best selection in town, K&L Surplus and Ammo also can help you sell your firearm safely and worry-free, which is a great thing. If you've inherited a collection of firearms from a loved one, don't know what to do with them, or if you have guns you are no longer using, just give Jim a call at K&L Surplus and Ammo. Jim can help you sell those firearms safely through consignment and auction. I know Jim is extremely knowledgeable, will help you get top dollar. He will help you explore all the options, take the work and stress off your shoulders. K&L Surplus and Ammo is on Lake Drive in Lana Lakes and open Tuesday through Saturday. You should go there just because it's such a cool shop anyway. And say hello to Jim for me. You can also visit them online at www.klgunstore.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Channel 5's Chris Eggert, brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation, 952-925-5608. Mr. Eggert, how are you today?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Magnificent. I got to ask you a question.
Yes?
And we don't have to spend a lot of time on it. I just don't understand it. And you, as one of the leading anchors in the United States of America.
I think that's a bit of a stretch, but...
What?
I'm listening.
I'm listening. Well, good. I'm glad to hear it. Look, I like Democrats. I like Republicans. I do not like the far left, and I do not like the far right. And they have control of every camera and microphone on earth now. Regular Democrats and Republicans can't get near it because the extremists have the whole deal. Would you explain to me why they got upset? You mispronounced a dead girl's name, called her Lincoln Riley. Name is Lakin, of course. But then when you called the guy who murdered her illegal, they got pissed off and saying, you insulted him. He's a murderer. Who cares?
I heard a lot of hand-wringing about that this weekend over over the national news. And I understand why people are frustrated. I also think that we're very good at really focusing in on two or three things on the national news and just hammering that home the entire time. And I think that's part of what the problem is. I was sampling all the Sunday morning shows and radio shows and everything yesterday morning, which is supposed to be a time where talking about politics and we're addressing a wide range of issues, which there were not a wide range of issues that were talked about. It was Trump, Biden, this, that, or the other. And that's all it was. It was like there was nothing else in the world to talk about. And to your point, it's easy to just kind of prop those two up against each other. And then we'll just talk about that for the hour. That's what we got.
It's funny because we're going to start doing a lot more interviews on this show. And I was asking people on social media who they should think we should get on. Had some great suggestions. But my favorite was, you know what you should do? You should reach out and get Trump and Biden on at the same time. I'm like, yeah, that's going to happen. I mean, I don't think that's going to work.
Do you think they'll debate?
No, I do not. I don't think that's ever going to happen. Look, we're in a situation now. We have two very extreme personalities running for president. There's no question about that. You can love one guy or love the other. That's your business and all the rest of it. But these guys are pretty damn extreme, both of them.
Well, and maybe not even so much. This is what got me this weekend. Not to name names, but I happened to hear I had heard an interview with Tim Scott. And they sat him down to ask who should be the successor for Mitch McConnell. That was the very first question out of his mouth. Or out of the, I don't remember who the news anchor that was on.
Yeah.
And he spent, I'm not kidding you, the next 10 to 15 minutes straight talking about anything but the two people who he thought should be the ones to take over for Mitch McConnell. And I'm like, and all he did was just went straight to his talking points. And I'm like, oh my God, dude, she asked. I mean, it's just so frustrating. It's just the same crap over and over and over again from everybody. And like, keep recycling those same talking points and it's all maddening.
It is maddening because obviously you feel horrible for the Riley family. You feel horrible for all of these things that keep happening that should not be happening. It's your fault. No, it's your fault. It's like, why don't we get off of whose fault it is and make it better? Why don't we, work together to make America a better country.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one 100%.
Not going to happen, though, is it? He starts laughing. That's real nice.
Maybe that person's out there. Wouldn't that be great? There's a consensus builder out there again somewhere.
Who was the last one? I forgot. The last consensus.
Well, even you look at like somebody like McCain. McCain was really highly thought of as a consensus builder. Yep. But even at that point, a lot of the extreme edges of the party sort of were portraying him as not really being a hardcore Republican because he was willing to stretch his hand across the aisle when he felt it necessary, you know?
I've been doing some research on this, and we weren't around at the time, but it seems that the president who did the best job was Teddy Roosevelt. He built national parks. He worked on making the country a better place, not a place that he owned all the money. You know? Yeah. He was a damn good president, everything I've read anyway. And after that, it gets all about the money pretty much.
Well, those public works projects to this day have given us, you know, and you can see the proof of that all over the place. Go up to northern Minnesota. I mean, all kinds of stuff that was really big thinking, right? Like, there hasn't been any sort of big thinking like that anymore. It just seems like anybody who's elected into the office just gets sort of overwhelmed, and all they're doing is scooping the ship sinking, and they're trying to bail as much water out of it as they can the whole time, instead of being focused on like big picture thinking type stuff. But
there are people that think, I've just been doing a little reading on it, there are people that think there's going to be an emergence of a third party, because people are sick to death of the extreme far left and far right. They're sick of it.
I've been reading a lot about that too, but there's also like a real push to like let people know, if you're going to vote for that third well, it's obviously a tactic from the two main candidates.
Right.
Well, if you're going to vote for that third party, that's going to put the other one in office. I mean, that's the big thing you're hearing right now from the Democrats, saying if there's a third party candidate, that's basically going to catapult Trump directly to the White House, because that, I don't know, it's crazy.
Oh, because they were talking to our Minnesota guy, Dean Phillips, about that. He was, because some people thought he might run as a third party candidate, but he's not doing it. So I don't know. We'll see. I really cannot believe we're spending money the way we're spending. How are we ever going to get out from under all this debt they've piled up?
Well, that's the thing, like the Public Works Administration, right? Like that, there's no time to think about big picture things like that, because they're so worried about all this other stuff that does need to be dealt with, right? Like, I saw some figure the other day about what the national debt was, and like using mathematics to like explain, and it was like, it was some of the most mind-boggling kind of math. You're like, what? I mean, you can't even wrap your head around how in debt our country is.
What is it now? Is it up to 36 billion yet?
Oppenheimer wouldn't be able to do the math.
Oh, trillion. I mean, not billion, trillion. Sorry about that. I misspoke. I saw AJ's face. Like, God, I wish it was only 38 billion. That'd be great.
A billion would be fine.
It's like 35, 36 trillion, something like that.
What's some news that just came in a minute ago? Good news. India now has the ability to shoot missiles, apparently.
Great.
So, you know, now that'll put us right on the cusp of an India versus China, another trigger to that world war. That just came out a couple minutes ago. So,
well, I'd like to point something out, how Americans get the piss beat out of them around the world. All those people, blah, blah, blah. You ever notice where all the wars start? That'd be over in the Eastern Hemisphere. From the tip of Africa to the very far tip to the north, or what would that be, I guess, one of the Scandinavian countries, I suppose. I don't know. But all problems start in the Eastern Hemisphere. Have you noticed that?
Seems to be some historical frame of reference for that to seem relatively true.
But we're the bad guys. That's what I love about it so much. Oh, they're terrible over there.
We'll pay for all of it. We'll police the world.
You ever been to Haiti?
No, but one of my colleagues went after one of the earthquakes down there several years ago. I'm trying to think, mid 2000s, there was a really bad earthquake down there, and one of our colleagues went, and even back then it was bad, bad, bad. And that's not even,
this is about 25 years ago. I used to go about every other year to go to Casa de Campo in the Dominican Republic. Casa de Campo is this magnificent golf course resort area. I'm walking along with my caddy. I had the same caddy every year. He's just a great guy. And we're walking along one time, and I'm looking at the mountain range that is between Dominican Republic and Haiti. I said, God, those mountains are just beautiful. Do you think it'd be a good idea if I went hiking? And he goes, no. I said, why not? Is it too difficult? And he goes, no, that's not it. As soon as you got to the top, they'd kill you. I'm like, okay, well, apparently there are people waiting at the top of the mountain that if you try to cross, if Haiti tries to go into Dominican, they kill them. And if the Dominicans try to go to Haiti, they kill them too.
Well, that the president who fled Haiti tried to get in back in going in through the Dominican side, and they're like,
nope, not happening. I've seen it in person. Another one of my favorite things is on the, I think, third hole was also the landing strip for the airport. which I thought was rather interesting. But yeah, the hatred in this world of one another, particularly people. I mean, to get along as well as we get along with Mexico and Canada is very rare. Do people know that? Do they understand? I mean, we don't agree on everything, but Mexico, United States, and Canada gets along pretty damn well, don't you think? Comparatively.
I mean, all things considered, at least we don't have a demilitarized zone between us and Canada. So that right there. Point. In fact, a lot of places you could just walk right over and nobody would even know the difference.
So. I know. It's amazing. So we'll stay on top of it. Look, I mean, I could be down in Haiti right now being killed, or I could be over in the Dominican being hit by an airplane after I hit my drive. But I'm here with three professionals. So how lucky am I?
Three great Americans. Look at all of us. Four. We're like the Mount Rushmore of great podcaster Americans right now. Look at us. Yeah, AJ, cue the music.
I don't have that queued up. Sorry.
I don't have it handy.
I didn't know we
Good
were
job,
doing that.
Kevin. Way to put your hand over yes. your heart, my man.
Yep.
Yeah, it all works out in the end. But Chrissy, yeah, like I said, I really wish we would understand how well people really do have it in the Western Hemisphere and stop their pissing and moaning. That would be really great.
There is something to be said for that, Tomas. I would agree with you 100%.
Doing a lot better over than they are over there in the Eastern Hemisphere, I'll tell you that. Hey, by the way, I haven't kept track of it, but wasn't yesterday the election in Russia for a new prime minister? Oh, it wouldn't be new. That's right. It'd be another 6 more years for that psychopath.
Election.
Did he win? Yeah, election. Election is right. I assume that was yesterday, wasn't it? I think it was yesterday. Maybe it's today.
I knew it was coming up, but it's such a foregone conclusion. I honestly didn't. We didn't have it in the news this morning. So if it did happen yesterday, I'm not sure.
Probably not. Maybe it's today then. If you didn't have it on the news, probably today.
Everyone acts surprised who the winner will be of that one.
I didn't see that coming.
It won't be Alexei Navalny, I can tell you that.
No,
right now.
It will not. There's no doubt about it. So again, think about it, how great we have it in America, and shut the hell up. How about that?
I just everyone shut the hell up, period.
Shut the hell up anyway. You're absolutely right.
Get off your phones and go outside for a walk.
I said, oh, by the way, I went on my 3-mile walk this morning. Yeah. Not one, not two, but three women walking their dogs and looking at their phone almost ran into me. I literally have learned to keep my head on a swivel for women walking their dogs and looking at their phone while they're doing it.
Your experience with it, I see men, women, kids, everybody got their their facing their phone.
We'll close with a tip. You want to get robbed? Keep doing that. Because you're the most vulnerable human being on earth, so you better not have your wallet with you when you're walking your dog looking at your phone, because it's all going to be gone sometime.
I blame the dogs for not being more aggressive walkers, because my dogs, if I try to look at my phone, the stupid bastards will pull the leash out and the phone goes flying. And...
the stupid bastards. I like that.
I mean, I love them, but yeah.
No, I understand. I understand completely, Pally. There's no... Oh, by the way... During your segment tomorrow, you may be on for a few minutes with Louie Nanny. Lou Nanny's going to call in about quarter after tomorrow.
Oh, sweet. So. We had him on Minnesota Live last week, too. It was great.
Right, yeah.
Anytime to chat with Louie is a great opportunity. So
Louie has been a dear friend now for 36 years, he and his lovely wife and whole family. We've been friends for 36 years. I can't wait to have him on because he is one interesting guy.
I agree 100%.
All right, Pally, look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys, have a good day.
Channel 5's Chris Eggert is brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation. We shall take a break. Why is it we have to go to an Italian after this?
I did this especially just to start off our week with a with a nice, loud Italian.
Is that what it is, nice, loud Italian guy?
Yeah, you know, just to wake us all up right. A little bit.
I suppose I can. I suppose, as my mother was really good at doing that. Hey, Mom, can I? I suppose. Thank you, dear. We shall be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Sansbury will join us right after this. But we're not going to talk sports with Bob. We're going to talk the Oscars. What do you think of that? Because Bob's a huge movie guy.
Did he power wash the Oscars?
Maybe. It's a possibility. We'll ask him. Yeah. When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market, the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh, 952-925-5608. That number again is 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. I am a paid endorser. Did you know that? I do.
Is that text you're sending so important that you miss your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
Let us take a second to talk about my bank, North American Banking Company, and Bilski. You've heard me talk about them for a long time now. When they opened in 1998, they made a promise to deliver a better banking experience for their customers, where you know your banker and they know you. While a lot has changed since 1998, this commitment to being a true community bank in the Twin Cities has not. So, if you're looking for a better banking experience, why not bank with my bankers at North American Banking Company? Go to nabankco.com or stop by any one of their 6 Twin Cities locations. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You horn tootin'. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Sands for your sports, brought to you by Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury lawyer seeking justice for the injured. Contact Bradshaw & Bryant at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Bob Sands with us. Sandy, right up front, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
How often do you talk to Michael Bryant on the phone?
At least once a week, because he does a segment with me on the BS.
Oh, that's right. He does the segment with you. The reason I ask you that is there are times I don't talk to Mike for like a week, and then I'll call him and we talk. Or and then like yesterday he called me and I said, I'm out for a walk, so it's really loud. I'll be back in, you know, about a half an hour. I'll call you back. So I call him back, didn't answer, and never called me back either. What a lawyer. That's all I have to say is, what a lawyer. What do you think?
He's a busy guy, though. You know, he's always seeking justice for the injured. There's a lot of injured out there.
He is seeking justice for the injured. There's no question about it. So, Sanny.
Yeah.
What's the latest with the Oscars? What do you think? I want to get your take on the Oscars.
You know, 13 nominations for Oppenheimer. They won 7. But, I mean, you think, well, they didn't get, you know, you think they'd get more. They got 4 of the 6 major ones.
Yeah.
They got, you know, actor with Cillian Murphy, supporting actor with Robert Downey Jr., best director with Christopher Nolan, and best picture. That's pretty good.
I would say, did you guys see the movie?
Yeah, I did. I thought it could have been shorter. I mean, I also don't like movies that jump back and forth with time. I mean, it's almost like they put, when they were jumping around, well, let's make it black and white this period so the idiots know we're doing a time jump.
I have to ask you guys a question. Did you guys all see Oppenheimer?
Nope.
I have not yet, no.
Oh, you guys haven't seen it. Okay, Bob and I have seen it. I did not know, Bob, because I don't read a lot about wars and, you know, wars from the past and all that stuff. It's too depressing for me. Did you get the impression, or was it very, very clear that the United States dropped the atomic bombs on Japan to scare off Russia? Because that's what they kind of intimated in the movie.
Yeah, they did intimate that. And I think what they really was a show for, and to let people know, or let the world know that, hey, we got it first. Of course, right. Many of the people who worked on it were not natural born citizens of the United States.
That's correct.
You know, so, most of them came from, well, Germany, a lot of them came from.
What do you think of that whole idea? Because I have never heard that speculation before, because they said in the movie that Japan had already surrendered and then we nuked them to scare off Russia.
But then but when you look at actual history, then why was the second bomb dropped?
Right. That's what I'd like to know.
Because one was plenty.
Oh, yes, it was indeed. There's no question about it. I guess you can still see the people's shadows burned into the streets and bridges.
Yeah, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It was horrible. And then and then these people like Oppenheimer, what happened to him, though? I mean, I didn't know his story. He just got vilified.
Yes, right. No, he did, absolutely. I did think it was a terrific movie. You did see it, Bob? You said?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I really liked the movie. But again, I thought it could have been a little bit shorter. And I kind of wanted and it was a very small part of it, but I wanted the Albert Einstein character be a little more developed, so we knew why he was pretty much given the Heisman and not heavily involved in it, in the development of the bomb.
Right. No, absolutely.
We got an idea of it, the big question was, would it be Cillian Murphy or Paul Giamatti?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Giamatti was phenomenal.
Phenomenal in that movie.
But, I mean, I have no issue with Cillian Murphy getting, because he was phenomenal, too, in his own right.
But I agree with you. That movie, well, both movies. I saw them both, and they were both terrific. They really were good movies.
Yeah, and the woman who played, I mean, she's clear. I don't think there's an awards that she did not win. Divine Joy Randolph for supporting actress from The Holdovers. She was, I use the word phenomenal, phenomenal plus how good she was in that
Would
movie.
You fight her?
I'm not going to mess with her.
I don't think so.
I'll tell you who was, and I didn't recognize her when they panned. Did you watch it last night, any of it?
No. No, I did not.
Lily Gladstone from Killers of the Flower Moon, who was up for, the actress.
Right. Yep.
She is absolutely stunning.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I mean, she was attractive and looked good, but she just is just a stunning-looking woman.
Yeah, no doubt. So, yeah, matter of fact, I used to watch the Oscars all the time. You know what changed that many, many years, many decades ago?
Yeah, it got political.
It got political, and I stopped watching it. That's exactly what happened, Bob. Very good call, Sandy. You remember
that. It's obvious. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel got political last night, too. He had a read.
Did he? What a shock.
You know, he had a read a Trump post attacking Kimmel for being horrible.
Well, he is horrible.
Well, but he, he made sure to read it, and, he had to take a shot about, being in jail. And they ate it up in the crowd.
I have a question for you on that, though, because we're talking about you and I are from a different generation than AJ and Tevin. I just don't see, like, Johnny Carson was Johnny Carson. I understand that. He's the best of all time. There's no question about that. But these guys now, all three of them are dreadful because they get – Johnny Carson never got political, ever.
Because he knew he'd be offending half of his audience.
Yep, so he never did it. Why do they think that's a good idea to kiss ass on one side? Because their numbers all suck.
Well, I haven't watched a minute of Jimmy Kimmel of his show. I couldn't tell you what he does. I don't watch the other clown on CBS. What's his name?
Oh, God, Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, I just don't have any interest in any of this late night stuff.
Yeah, are we ever going to wise up? Do you think we'll wise up and just stay the hell away from politics when you're trying to entertain people?
No, that's not going to happen. Because it go up the food chain. I mean, the people they work for love it, and they probably encourage it.
So it's really too bad.
You know, I came to a realization today in talking to an attorney named Jeff O'Brien, because I don't want to vote for Trump. I don't want to vote for Biden, and I don't want to waste the vote. But, a lot of people don't like Kennedy. However, I will vote for someone other than those two in Minnesota because Biden, no one's going to beat Biden in Minnesota because, we're a Democratic stronghold.
Yeah,
so it
are.
Doesn't matter if we vote for a third party. Person.
But it is pretty interesting, Bob, that 20% voted no whatever. They acknowledged no one. in the early polls in Minnesota. Did you see that? 20% of people wouldn't vote for either one of them.
It's going to be real interesting to see how this election plays out. There's a story out that 40% of Black American men have basically they won't vote for Biden.
They won't. Yeah, I saw the same thing. I don't know. Is one better than the other? Are they the same person? I mean, obviously they're on different sides of the issue, but they kind of are the same person, aren't they?
This way, they each come with their flaws. Which is probably the most generous way you could put it.
I don't know. Like I said, I've never met Biden. I've met Trump several times. He used to be on the KQ Morning Show a lot when he put out The Art of the Deal, if you remember that.
Yeah, and I've talked. I mean, I covered him when he owned the Generals, and I'm the one.
Right.
Who, as I told you, and a guy told me who was writing a book about New York in the 80s, I was the first one to out him and his alter ego, John Barron.
I do remember that, Bob.
He had used that for years in real estate, and no one called him on it. And then I called him on it in the phone call, and I wrote about it, you know, because he didn't even try. He doesn't try to change his voice. And I said, so, John, you sound an awful lot like Donald. Well, we went to the same school and have a lot of the same expectations.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will close with this, Bob, that the first time I ever interviewed Donald Trump on KQRS was for the book The Art of the Deal. So yeah. It was at 20, 25 years ago.
Oh, I bet it's more than that.
Maybe more than that. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome New York businessman Donald Trump. Thomas, how are you this morning? How's Catherine and Andy and Alex? How are they doing? He knew everything about me. I was shocked.
Oh, he had people do his research.
There's no doubt about it, man. If he's going to talk to somebody, he will know everything about you. That's very smart.
It is. And the one thing he does do, and I saw somebody post something, and this is true. He does go to, and people will say he was grandstanding by having Lake and Riley's parents.
I don't think Trump didn't acknowledge
him. Because he does a lot of things we never hear about. I mean, mm-hmm. He made a lot of visits before he ran for president to people that were, that were in the hospital mm-hmm. and that were veterans. And there's a famous story about him being on the side of a road with a flat tire. He's not going to change it. So a guy changes his tire for him, and he sends him like flowers. And then, along with the flowers, he had sent that he paid off the guy's mortgage.
Yeah.
For doing something like, but these are things that, I'm not saying one or the other, but I haven't heard that Biden story.
You're not going to vote for either one of them, so you can say whatever you want.
No, I'm not going to, I won't vote for either. And it's a lot easier now. It's almost like a weight off, because I don't have to make the decision. I'm just voting for one of the other ones. And I'm not saying necessarily to be Kennedy, because in Minnesota, if you don't want to vote for, you're not hurting Trump or anyone, any other one other than Biden, because none of them have a chance to win.
Bob, as Donald Trump used to say, you're fired.
I'm out of here. And hey, let's see who gets hired, like Kirk Cousins down in Atlanta. We'll see if that'll happen today. We'll know.
Okay, Bob, we got about 10 seconds. Is there any chance he's coming back here? I hope not.
I think it would have been done already.
I agree. Thank you, Sanny.
See you later.
Bob Sansevier Sports, sponsored by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury lawyers. We'll take a break. Be right back. We're going to hear all about the Oscars next. Adam Glassman, Extras, post-coverage of the 96th Academy Awards. Looking forward to this coming up next. Have you enjoyed Minnesota's non-winter this year? Want to enjoy the warmth whenever you want? Two Minnesotans can help you live that dream. Matt Carlson from Realty One Group Destination Key West grew up in Litchfield, Minnesota. Started out helping his friends find homes locally and in Florida. And now he can help you. If you've considered living in the warmth of Florida, now is the time to reach out to your new friend in Realty, Matt Carlson. It's a buyer's market now, and your Minnesotan friend Matt can help you with a new home here or in the Florida Keys. And if you need some guidance with financing, Kristen Eklund from Coast to Coast Mortgage can help. Kristen is Matt's preferred lender, can finance anywhere in Florida, and like Matt is one of us, as she hails from the Sartell, Alexandria area. So, if you're looking at a new home in Minnesota, or maybe that second home or retirement place in Florida, trust your new local friends, contact Matt and Kristen. Visit onekeywest.com. That's onekeywest.com, or call Matt at 612-791-2345, 612-791-2345, and work with local professionals you can trust.
Hi guys, it's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids and working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there are so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
March means it's springtime, and that means spring cleaning, and your carpets and air ducts are the first item on my list. Your carpet and ducts are your biggest air filters in your home, and you could be breathing in nasty dust, dander, and bacteria. Zero Res's platinum-rated cleaning systems and environmentally friendly ZR water to the rescue with these limited-time offers. Three rooms of carpet cleaned starting at just $129 off $40 savings, $75 off air duct cleaning, and 20% off all upholstery cleaning. Zero Res has over 17,000 reviews with an average 4.9 star rating, so their Gotta Love It guarantee ensures your spring cleaning will leave your home looking and smelling how it should. Call 952-ZEROREZ or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com to schedule your spring cleaning offer today, and be sure to ask for the Tom Bernard Special. Zero Res. Spell it forward or backward, it spells the same. Schedule your appointment today and beat the spring cleaning rush.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back. Is Adam ready to go?
Not quite yet. Give me 1 second.
Okay, no problem. It all works out in the end. Adam Glassman is going to join us. Extras post coverage of the 96th Academy Awards. It's going to be pretty interesting. I got to ask him when he hops on. Adam Glassman, do you know if he's from here or not?
I do not, off the top of my head. Let's see.
I don't either. So. He looks very, very familiar. Maybe I've just seen him on TV or had him on the show a lot or something. But man, he looks familiar. Or maybe he just looks like somebody I know. That, I suppose, could be the possibility, too. I guess, yeah, right?
Yeah, he does look very Minnesotan. Like he
does. That's a good way to put it, exactly.
All right, Adam should be with us now.
Adam Glassman, ladies and gentlemen.
Here, Tom.
Adam, we're having a discussion about where you're from.
Where I am personally from? I'm from New York City.
From New York City. Because you look really familiar. I mean, not just from being on television and all the rest of it, but you look like, have you and I ever met? Have I ever interviewed you in person before?
I don't know, Tom. It's very possible.
It's very
possible. But I have not been to Minneapolis in a while.
But I used to live at 20th Street and 2nd Avenue in New York, so maybe that's where it was.
And that could be. That could be. Good. Yeah. I've worked for Oprah for over 20 years, so maybe it's something Oprah connected that we did.
Could be. Extras post coverage of the 96th Academy Awards. Glassman serves as a correspondent for Extra, sharing his expertise, style, and wit with millions of viewers that earned him a daytime Emmy. Oh, a daytime Emmy in 2016, huh?
Yes.
Big shot.
We're looking for another one. It's now 2024.
We waited, Adam, to talk a lot about it. Well, I asked one of our sports guys. He did a quick thing on the Academy Awards last night. So I wanted to wait for Adam Glassman to come on and deliver the true story. So what's the latest, Adam?
Which true story? Well, let's start with Best Dress. You have opinions. Who'd you like? Because it's like the Super Bowl for me. This is the biggest fashion show in the world, the Oscars.
Yeah, that is true. Well, as far as the Oscars are concerned, I did like Oppenheimer a lot. I thought it was a terrific movie that won, what, 7 Oscars, I think? Is that right?
Yeah.
So what did you think of that?
I thought Oppenheimer was great. Did you? Mm-hmm. Were you upset that Barbie didn't get as many nominations as some people thought they should?
Okay, Adam, you listen to my voice and tell me if I was upset that Barbie didn't win. So there you go, Adam.
Right there. There's the answer.
It makes everybody happy. Look, no matter who you like, I'm happy for you. You like them, you like Barbie, you like, well, but up. Good for you. We all have we forgotten, Adam, because of our politics in America now being so divided, that everybody likes different things. It's okay.
It's totally okay. It's fine. I know. What about the upset? What about Lily Gladstone or Emma Stone winning over Lily Gladstone for that part?
No, Emma Stone, it's not that one that's out now, is it?
Poor Things. Emma Stone for one for Poor Things, actress in the leading role. Everyone, I guess, kind of assumed, thought that Lily Gladstone from Killers of the Flower Moon was going to win, was the shoo-in. But Emma Stone won for Poor Things.
So I have a question. Have you seen Poor Things?
I have. It's a wildly entertaining, out there film. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I thought it was dreadful.
You see? You just proved your point. There's something for everyone. We can't all agree.
Yeah, there you go, Adam. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't think it was funny, and that everybody thought it was so funny. It's like, I don't see that it's all. I got to be honest with you, though, and I won't say which one it was. Not Emma Stone, but there's somebody in the movie. I've been doing morning talk radio for like 40 years now, something like that. And there was one person that used to come on. He was not very pleasant to deal with, so that might have been another reason I didn't like it, because I don't like him.
Oh, well, I could go down that list of who's in that, but I won't. But okay.
Okay.
What was your favorite film? Oppenheimer of the season?
Oppenheimer was really good, yeah. I thought it was quite... Although, Adam, I'm still upset because we just talked about this a couple of seconds ago, that the movie certainly is very clear in implying that the United States bombed Japan after they already surrendered, which was a little upsetting to me.
Yeah, I was wondering about that myself, yeah.
Yeah, who needs it, you know what I mean? So, yeah, look, I'm sorry, but I grew up a nice Catholic boy, so there's never going to be a good movie that can compare us to The Godfather. Sorry, it's the only movie I ever saw that told the truth.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for understanding that.
I get that.
But no, do you think movies are getting... I know they're getting longer, Adam. Do you think they're getting better?
I do think they're getting better. Well, they're certainly getting better in comparison to the last few years. I think this was a great year for films that were both entertaining and educational, broadened our horizons, made us think, you know, not as earnest. You know, there have been great films over the last few years, but we were in a place where everyone was so serious about all their craft and their films. And they were great, but we have a year that brought people back to the movie theaters. Oppenheimer and Barbie got people into the movie theaters and talking about films.
Yeah, that's a good point, Adam. Was it The Holdovers? That was the name of that movie? I thought that was
The Holdovers, a great, feel-good, wonderful performances, delightful film.
I thought that movie was absolutely terrific. The acting was just wonderful. There have been some... You're right. Movies have made a nice comeback, whether you're watching them on television, going to the theater. I do miss going to the theater a lot, Adam. Boy, a couple of my favorite theaters by where I live, they tore them down. That upset me.
They tore them down and got rid of them, or tore them down and made them into those mega theaters with, like, couches and room service, basically, no?
Well, we vacationed in West Palm Beach, and there was a 14-theater huge building. It looked like a palace, actually. They tore it down because it's going to be a 28-story office building.
Really? Okay, yeah. Well, that's too bad.
Care for that. I didn't care for it at all, Adam. I'm here to tell you. Do you see a lot of other... I know you only got about 1 minute left, but do you see... Because you just named three really, really good movies. I mean, I didn't see Barbie, but the people who loved it, loved it. Do you think we're on our way back to recovering because of the Holdovers and Oppenheimer and Barbie? Are we on our way back to really good films?
I think we are. There's always a lot of great films. It just depends on how they're being released. But we are coming back. I mean, look at Dune. That's a blockbuster right now, Dune 2.
Yeah.
So you're really getting all generations of movie watchers excited again about films. So, yes, I do think we're on an uptick. For sure.
Magnificent. Adam Glassman, you're welcome to come back anytime. I love to talk to you about movies.
Thank you. I hope all your listeners are interested. We got everyone covered today, an entire show dedicated to the Oscars. So wherever you watch Extra on your local station out there in Minneapolis, watch us.
We will get that done, Adam. Thank you, sir.
Tom, thank you. Bye.
Bye. I wish his line wasn't breaking up the whole time. That would have been nice. But that wasn't on our end at all, was it?
No. Sometimes they take the call in like a very optimal spot, and then they some people are roamers when they're on the phone. You know, they go for a little walk.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
he must have took a walk through a tunnel.
That's too bad because I thought he did a really good job. It's just a little annoying that it broke up all the time. But yeah, it sounded like he was walking in a tunnel or something like that.
Yeah.
Which is not necessarily a good thing, do you think?
No, I feel like it didn't distract too much from the interview. So he was still able to get his points across. Yeah. It was very entertaining.
Absolutely.
No, I think that's true. It's just when it does that, it's like, ooh. But yeah, he looks really familiar to me, but I don't watch Extras, so it's not from that. Maybe he just, you think he just looks like somebody I know, and maybe that's what it is, I guess.
That could be it, but you know, you've been in the broadcasting business forever, yeah. And he's been, it sounds like, doing stuff with Oprah, mm-hmm. Since like the early 2000s, so it's, you know, paths could have crossed at some point.
Yeah, that's probably true. That is probably true. We'll take a break here, ladies and gentlemen, be right back. We're going to schmooze with, what's her name again? Kristen something?
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Kristen Van Nispen? No, that's not it. She worked at KQ. Different person. We shall take a break. Be right back. Kristen Burt will join us right after this.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Recently, Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC was contacted by a company that does on-site sales. Jim was confused.
Wait, they don't know anything about us. Our staff, our reputation, most importantly, our customers.
Hey, pal, no problem. We do them all over the country. You know, get the manager off the roof sale, inflatable gorilla sale, and our favorite, the 13-hour sale with a giant clock that goes to 13. Urgency, baby. We bring our crew because, well, your people are, let's just say, a little laid back.
And the pricing?
Nothing special, sport.
But Jim thought, we price competitively every day. Our prices are special. We definitely don't need these guys. But sale does convey some urgency, so we made a bold decision for his fine dealerships.
Announcing the Valley Buick GMC 365-day sale. And we can even extend it a couple years or so.
I got the Air Dancer guy, scratch-offs, plastic keys, bubble machine.
Fire. Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley or Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Hurry.
The new Tom Bernard Show is proud to have partners like Bradshaw and Bryant, MyPillow, and North American Banking Company founder, chairman, and president, Mike Bilski.
I've advertised on Tom's show for years, and the reason is simple. My business is recognized because of the ads, and that recognition has created growth. What business doesn't want to grow? I highly recommend the Tom Bernard Morning Show for your advertising.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Maybe. What's up?
Good morning.
Well, you look pretty happy. You must be, you like the Oscars, apparently.
I had no sleep, pretty much. So with the time zone change or the springing ahead and the Oscars, it's been a long 24 hours. But it's okay. It was a good Oscars. Did anyone watch besides me?
Nope.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't.
Well, a couple highlights. We'll just like kind of throw this out. John Cena went on stage fully nude to present Best Costume Design. And it was a good bit, AJ. Did you catch that?
Yeah,
moment?
Yeah. And then the nominations. I saw the behind the scenes of the him getting dressed essentially. So that was a funny bit. I liked it.
Yeah, during while they were saying announcing this is who is nominated before they announced the official winner, there are a couple of costume people that put it ran in and put on a toga on him and got him clothed. But I will tell you that there was pretty much nothing on John Cena in that moment, except for what they call in the business a modesty patch, which is required by actors' union rules. You have to somehow cover your genitalia with a modesty patch, which would be a very tiny thong nude material, like your skin color material, and that was it.
I just don't understand why somebody would do something like that. It's like, oh, everyone can get naked. Who cares?
When you look like John Cena, it is worth getting out there on stage and doing the bit. It was a funny bit. It was probably one of the funnier bits of the night, I thought. Oh, yeah, it was great. And then I think some of the surprises, Emma Stone won Best Actress. I think a lot of people mm-hmm. thought Lily Gladstone was going to win. And right. in the moment, of course, Emma Stone had a wardrobe malfunction. So I don't think she expected to go on stage with a broken dress. Everyone thought Lily Gladstone was going to win for Flowers of the Killer Moon. And then, like I predicted, Ryan Gosling nailed it. Probably the best moment of the night, I thought.
Really?
Yeah, I highly recommend. If people didn't watch the Oscars, just go and watch Ryan Gosling nail it with I'm Just Ken. It was awesome. And it was like, if you had every moment like that in the Oscars, everybody would watch.
So it's a Barbie deal.
It was one of the nominated songs for Barbie. It did not win. The Billie Eilish song, What Was I Made For, which was expected to win and did win, was also a beautiful part of the night. But if you're just looking for that rock star pop culture moment, that was it with Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
He's a great actor, and I think he's really underrated. And I think we've really seen a range from him. We've seen the drama, we've seen the comedy, and he was nominated for Ken. And I think a lot of other actors, had they played this role in somewhat of a campy yet feminist movie, wouldn't have understood the layers that he gave Ken. And I think that's why it works so well. He's coming up next with The Fall Guy. And I will tell you that the word of mouth is that this movie is incredible. So he's got an action film coming out next, coming off the heels of his somewhat comedy, yet still has a message, Barbie movie. So I'm looking forward to it.
You know, it's interesting because we've just been running it down, off and on throughout the morning. There were a lot more good movies than I remembered that were out this year. I would at least a handful of really good ones.
Yeah, there's definitely some things to watch. I think that the movies, we're consuming movies in a different framework than we did before the pandemic. Some of these event movies are the ones that are going to drive us to the movie theater, but there are going to be plenty that we're going to discover on streaming, and that will sort of be that secondary market. But you know what? There's still content out there. We just are watching it in a different way.
You know, that's interesting. We were just talking, who Adam Glassman is? He works for Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
We just had Adam on a couple of minutes ago, and we were talking about that whole situation about, there are a lot of really good movies. I went, God, there are maybe one or two good ones, but then he ran them down, and there were about four or five really, really good movies. The Holdouts, I thought, was terrific.
Holdovers.
Really good. Holdovers, I'm sorry.
Holdovers, Holdout. Yeah.
No, I was a holdout. They were a holdover. That's what it was. No question. But, I liked Oppenheimer. I liked that one. There are a number of movies that I liked last year.
Yeah, there's a lot of good quality film out there. Maybe you have to pick and choose a little bit more than we used to. But that's okay. And listen, now that everything's going to wind up on streaming, you've got the library there. So if you missed it this Oscar cycle, guess what? It's there waiting for you.
Kristen Bird Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabanco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, North American Banking Company, and Bilski. You never met Bilski, have you?
I have not.
You should. You got to meet Bilski.
That would be great. I would love it.
He's a great friend of mine. Don't tell him I said that, but he is.
I won't. It's our secret.
It's our own secret. we were just talking to Adam Glassman about the fact that I want to get back into the movie theater, which I do at the Edina Theater in Minneapolis. It's a wonderful theater. It's been there forever. A lot of great restaurants around it. Just a great you know, dinner and a movie night right there at the corner of 50th and France. It's really, really nice. But we're also talking about down in West Palm when we vacation, there was a 14 or 15 theater palace. This place looked like a palace. Tore it down to build a 28-story office building.
Yeah. The Cineplexes with the multiple screens, and I'm talking about, like, let's say more than six, those are a relic of the past.
They're done.
And we are seeing here in Los Angeles kind of a trend. We are seeing a lot of the old school, like, beautiful architecture theaters being resuscitated by individual owners. In fact, the Westwood Theater, the Village, which is near UCLA, has just been bought by a group of actors and directors.
Oh.
They all invested together. They are renovating it from, you know, top to bottom. So it'll have, of course, like best picture quality, sound quality, all of that. But it's also going to be a place where they hopefully will invest in up-and-coming filmmakers and do something a little bit different. But it's where a lot of the movie premieres are actually done. So it's going to be a place that'll, you know, become sort of a hotspot destination, similar to when we had some of our other theaters. Like, we still have the El Capitan, we've got the Egyptian, mm-hmm. we've got the Chinese theater. So hopefully this will also be one of those sort of resurrected LA landmarks. And I hope other cities do something similar.
Do you guys think that cell phones destroyed movie theaters?
I think technology destroyed society.
Yeah. Society flat out. Okay.
Because then you add layers of social media and what that means and how we consume things differently. And I really feel like we can tie all of that back. I mean, yes, we had the internet before 2007, but the invention and release of the iPhone dramatically changed our lives.
Yeah, and there's no question. But 9, 10 people being on their phones during a movie, the entire place lights up.
Now, see, I don't see that in Los Angeles a lot. And I don't know if it's because it's an industry town and where people work on the movie and they're all there to see their friends and family members and be a part of the film. But that would annoy me.
It's the theater I mentioned that's been torn down now, there was a special section. It costs you like $20 to sit there, but it was kind of, you know, cordoned off. And the chair would move to the, like, if there was a scene where a plane was flying, your chair would move to the direction. It was kind of just fun. It was
like a ride. They do that at Universal Studios. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like a ride. But Andy and I went to see Jumanji a few years ago. And there were 10 of those seats. Andy and I paid for ours, and the other 8 were filled by young women on their phones who didn't pay to sit there. That was great.
Yeah, well, that's up to the staff to enforce that.
I agree.
So,
I agree.
If you don't, and like, that's what I love. We used to have a chain of theaters called the ArcLight, and it was really for the cinephile, you know, the theater snobs. And it doesn't exist. It unfortunately went bankrupt during the pandemic, but they used to have their staff come in and check temperature, check sound quality, check picture quality during each movie. Also would obviously check on the audience to make sure people weren't on their phones or recording or anything else like that. But it really made a difference when you knew that a staff member was coming in about every 30 minutes or so.
Makes a big... Now, I want to ask all three of you this, and all our listeners as well, as a matter of fact. Do you think a movie like The Godfather would have had the impact watching at home rather than going to a movie theater to see that movie?
Yeah, I think so.
You think it would have made it worse or better?
I mean, I think it would be received about the same as far as, you know, watching it at home versus on the big screen. I think more so like the major action films where there's a lot of CGI and explosions. Is like a big screen type of movie. But I think, The Godfather, regardless of where you watch it, it's going to kind of impact you the same.
Yeah,
but having
a mob
that big
story
screen,
is a mob story. Yeah.
But having that big screen is huge, you know, in my age group anyway.
Well, I think about a movie that's coming up this summer, which is Horizon, an American Saga, which is Kevin Costner's. 2 parts are coming out of 4. And I watched the trailer to that. That is a big screen movie. You are not going to get those gorgeous sweeping. They filmed it in Utah.
Right,
like
right.
All of the scenery. You want to watch that on the big screen. You want to capture the great sound. It's obviously has a Western theme toward it. And that's when I think that's a cinematic experience. when I think of The Godfather, yeah. I don't think of it as a cinematic experience in terms of cinematography, scenery, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I'd be as affected watching it on my TV.
Well, what about the one
Horizon?
What about the one scene? Leave the gun, take the cannolis. I think that was one of the greatest scenes. It was one of the greatest scenes. Leave the gun. Well, of course, this is from a guy who weighs about 300 pounds, by the way. He goes, leave the gun, take the cannolis. He wanted something to eat, which I thought was hilarious.
I'd be taking the cannolis, too. I'll just let you know. Those are one of my favorite desserts.
Oh, God. It is fantastic. No, I think you do have points that it yeah, you're right. I mean, if there's a lot of action and all the rest of it, it is better in movie theaters. It really is.
Yeah, and especially with like Dolby Atmos, like some of the technology that's out there when it comes to sound, when it comes to picture quality, or mm-hmm. a lot of people went and saw Oppenheimer in IMAX. That dominated the movie scene over the summer, which was incredibly important. So IMAX is also an experience that you're not going to get at home. So if you want to watch something with that incredible, like big, huge, massive experience, you're going to have to go to the theater for that.
Indeed. You know, never going to be the same experience, though, as going to see a horror film in the ghetto. There's nothing like it. It didn't happen in the suburbs, I understand. But you went and saw a horror film in the inner city, man. People were talking to the screen the entire movie. It was this wonderful experience.
I remember back in the day when like comedies were a big thing, like you'd find like a big hit, like say there's Something About Mary, and it'd be a mm-hmm. packed theater and you're all like laughing at the same thing to the point that you almost missed all of the jokes and you have to go back pay another like $7 and go and watch the experience again to catch all of the jokes. That's something that we don't see anymore, of everyone just enjoying a more simple film, not like these big Marvel movies or like Star Wars or anything else like that.
By the way, I have to mention this to you because I just saw it on Channel 5 News last night. There was a house on Russell Avenue, and I lived at 2955 Russell. That house burned down. Lived at 3115 Russell a block further. And then a bigger house at 30. I lived at 2955, 3015, and 3115 Russell. So it was at 29, 30, and 31. I lived three straight blocks. If I had just moved up two or three more blocks, somebody may have opened fire on my house and shot it 100 times. Did you guys see that story?
There was a big shooting in Minneapolis, I believe, yesterday.
I must have
100 bullets in the house. 100. That's a lot of shooting.
That's terrifying, to be honest.
Well, luckily, nobody was in bed because they shot up the bedrooms more than any place else because they assumed they were in bed. But thank God the father and son were off on a trip somewhere. And mom and the daughter fell asleep on the couch, thank God, because they weren't in bed. I mean, they showed the pillows. That would have gone right through their heads. Absolutely.
That is a Final Destination moment when you
you got
you've
that
seen
right.
those movies. It's like, oh, my gosh, that is like death chasing you. But I'm glad they're OK, because even just the sound of your house being shot up, even though you're OK, is a lot of PTSD to deal with.
And I guess some of the bullets went through the house and hit the house next door, too. So that's really great. So, yeah, it's, you know, what are you going to do?
That's a cinematic experience no one deserves.
That's true. That's very, very true. No question mm-hmm. about it. Anything we should be watching this week?
Tonight, kind of a low-key night just because of the Oscar cycle is a big 24-hour thing. So it's a lot of reality shows coming on tonight, but we'll talk about what's coming up later in the week. There'll be a lot of good things. But if you guys missed it, Abbott Elementary got that post-Oscar spot, and that was one of the reasons they kind of pushed the Oscars a little bit earlier. They're trying to do that Super Bowl move of, like, can we get more eyeballs on a show? And Bradley Cooper made a cameo in last night's episode, so if you haven't seen it, it's
really
worth a watch. Yes. Well, he's from Philadelphia. Show takes place in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. so it kind of made sense, especially on a post-Oscars time slot.
What's her name? Quinta?
Quinta Brunson.
Brunson. There you go. She's terrific.
So talented. She's about 5 feet, and there is so much talent in that tiny, petite little body. I love her. I really love the work that she's doing. The ensemble cast is complete fire. And we're in season 3 already. You can catch it.
Right.
It's on, I feel like, every platform at this point. You can find it on Max. You can find it on Hulu. And, of course, ABC.
But that one woman in it reminds me a lot. I says, is that Kristen Burt?
Is that Ann Walter?
Maybe the principal. That might be who I'm talking
about. Oh, really? I thought you meant the redhead. I was like, oh, nah, Ann Walter?
Oh, she's terrific. Yeah, I will tell you this. The people on that show, every damn one of them is really good. Really good. Don't you think?
Oh, I do. I think it's very well cast. And it's a show that you genuinely believe they like each other off the screen. And they do. Yep. They hang out a lot. You'll see them like go to the red carpet together. That does not happen very often, especially on sitcoms where everyone's trying to be the center of attention and get the laugh. Modern Family is probably another example of like a cast or a friend. Yeah. The people genuinely liked each other and that carries across. And that's one of the reasons why the show is so successful.
Magnificent. Look forward to your report tomorrow, sister.
All right. See you all tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. Kristen Burt Entertainment News is brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Any closing words, fellas?
I got nothing.
No.
Nothing, man. All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Talk to you then.